Another bank is clamping down on lending to property investors, this time specifically targeting buyers in high-rise developments. Australia's big four banks have already raised their interest rates for loans to investors. Some have even stopped lending to overseas buyers altogether. Now Macquarie Bank has joined in, flagging its concerns about the apartment market. This comes amidst growing concern about rising settlement risk, where buyers who have already put down a deposit won't actually be able to pay up when it comes time to settle. Justine Parker has more.
Macquarie Bank has named 120 postcodes around the country where it's forcing buyers of high-rise apartments to stump up more cash for a deposit. The bank is imposing a maximum loan-to-value ratio of 70%, meaning it won't lend these buyers any more than 70% of the property's value. Here's banking analyst Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics.
Many of the people who were going into this sector of the market will have either an aspiration to be a property investor, in which case they want to gear up as high as they can. And if you're a first-time buyer, again, most first-time buyers need to get above 80% or 90% to be able to get into the market at the moment.
And it's not just in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane where construction cranes dot the skylines. Macquarie's also targeting postcodes in the Gold Coast, Adelaide, Perth and Hobart. The news comes as no surprise to CoreLogic's head of research, Cameron Cusher. Earlier this month, he put out a report warning of the growing risks from record levels of apartment construction.
Macquarie seems to be the first one in a while that has specifically targeted the apartment market. And I think we'll see more of this over the coming months, given that we're seeing the biggest boom in apartment construction we've ever seen before. Last year, we saw the banks change their lending policies. And that means that certainly some settlement risk is rising on these properties.
CoreLogic's report found more than 230,000 new units are set to be built in Australia's capital cities over the next 2 years. But over the last 5 years, the average number of units sold each year has been around 108,000, and that figure includes mostly existing units. Cameron Cusher says this coming glut of new units is likely to push down the value of the property.
Because we've got so many units being built, the risk is when the valuer actually comes in to value these properties prior to settlement, will they actually value up to the contract price of that property? And if they don't, obviously for an investor or someone buying into that apartment, it means that they're buying a property which is actually worth less than what they paid for it.
Lower prices mean some buyers could decide or be forced to abandon their purchase. Banking analyst Martin North again.
In some cases, they're committed to buying at a set price. So effectively, they're committed to buying at a price which is probably over the market. And in that situation, they'll either walk away or essentially have to take a big loan on a property that's not worth as much as perhaps they thought it would be.
In addition to falling prices, buyers may also find they can't borrow as much as they could when they put down their deposit, or at all. That's because unit buyers are more likely to be investors, and banks have increased their mortgage rates and wound back their lending to investors following a crackdown by the regulator APRA. Here's property analyst Louis Christopher, the managing director of SQM Research.
With Macquarie taking action, and each of the majors taking action, it is becoming increasingly difficult to get a loan to buy an off-the-plan development in a number of these high-density postcodes.
But Louis Christopher says while there are some potential trouble spots like the Brisbane CBD, he believes the threat of an apartment glut is overstated.
The overall national population is growing at just over 20,000 a month. That means that underlying demand for dwellings is probably running at about 10,000 dwellings each and every month that we need to build in order to keep the vacancy rate level and to keep an upward cap on rents. And from what I can see in the forward numbers, development numbers, we've just simply been supplying what is demanded.
As well as the broader restrictions on lending to investors, three of Australia's four big banks have recently announced they're no longer lending to overseas buyers. Figures from the National Australia Bank showed foreign buyers dropped to around 12% of new home sales at the start of the year. That's a 2.5-year low. Louis Christopher says he's seeing this effect in Victoria, which has also introduced new fees for overseas buyers.
In Melbourne, there has been a slump in demand by foreign investors. There's been a recent change in legislation on stamp duty for foreign investors starting July 1, where foreign investors in Victoria will need to pay a 7% stamp duty. That has had a negative ramification in the marketplace already. And so we've seen a slowdown there. So Macquarie and other lenders may well be concerned about that. Also, let's note that there has been changes in capital requirements on the major banks of late. So what may well be going on here is that they're reducing their risk profile of their balance sheet.
Martin North says for the banks and borrowers, there could be bigger risks on the horizon.
The real question is more what's going to happen to house prices over the next 12 to 18 months. If they do start to drift significantly lower, or indeed if interest rates start to rise or unemployment rises, those are the critical risk factors we should be looking for.
That's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, ending that report from Justine Parker.